And now it's time to bring a little grace into Cooner's world.
You know, that Grace, wife of Boston's bulldozer.
I want you all to be on your best behavior.
Ooh, well, hold on now. Do we not have freedom of speech, freedom of expression?
Don't cry. Just try to be a bit more conscientious.
Once again, we present...
Here's a moment at home.
Essentially, Jeff saved the marriage.
He took me out for a lovely, lovely 24-year anniversary celebration.
That's what I do.
We both choked up, which is the first time that you ever choke up when we toast an anniversary.
Well, I saw the bill.
No, that's not what you were choking up over.
Did you see the bill at the end? That wasn't cheap, sweetheart. Let me just say that.
I think what moved you is just, it was just astonishing to think how many incredible, beautiful years we've had together.
24 years together married.
Yes.
And we dated 10 years before that. So 34 years together. You are the love of my life. And I was crying just how grateful I am for all those years.
I can tell you why I got so moved. I just feel so blessed to have known you all these years and have been able to share our lives together. And when you think about it, when we dated, we started as kids, and beside us were two of our own beautiful kids.
And pretty soon, if we're God willing, we're going to be grandparents.
I think we're a little ways away from
I'm
that one.
I'm just saying, hey, we started off as kids and we'll end up in a wheelchair.
Don't age me. Don't age me. You were doing so well.
Chantan, as the Italians would say. 100 years. By the way, that was not cheap. Let me tell you, it was good food. Don't get me wrong. But man, when I got that bill, it was like a hammer to the head. I'm like, holy shamoli. So anyway, but hey, listen, my wife is the best. Everything for her. Anything for her. She deserves it. Nothing is too good for my wife. Now, as for me, we're actually holding my birthday celebration today. I had it earlier this week, September 1st. The kids wanted to have more time to enjoy with daddy. What do you think I'm getting? You think we're going to a 5-star restaurant for the Cooner Man? No. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Huh? 5-star for my wife, 0-star for the Cooner Man. But that's life.